Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, it is a girls episode, and I am so excited because I have my girls with me, my ride or dies, Catherine and Pamela. What's up?
What's up?
Hello.
So we just got back from
it felt like Vegas.
It definitely felt like Vegas. I just said Vegas. We definitely were not in Vegas.
No, we were not.
We were in Miami.
We were in South Beach.
How was it, girls?
It was great.
Epic, I would say.
I mean, it was one of those where we all... It's like sometimes you just got to dress up and feel pretty, right? Totally. I mean, you kind of said it best.
Yeah, no, like it's just good for your soul, you know? I mean, it's like we're moms, you know, most of the times, and we're coaches and we're, you know, grinding it out. And then just to like go and feel sexy and just know that you have like that side of you too is just a good feeling that we should all do often.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, even when we were like trying on clothes, I was like, I feel kind of sexy. Yeah. Like, is that like, yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have done without the heels. Oh, that part was a little rough. But yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it was, you know, like to your point, like Pamela, like you're the kids' soccer coach, and you know, it's mm-hmm. it is nice to just like change it up a little bit and have, you know, and feel like you still got it.
Yeah, no, I say like it was good, it was needed for my soul as much as for yours, you know?
Yeah. But it was fun. We had some good times. We got on a yacht. We had, yeah, it was all fun, but I'm so excited for this podcast because we have someone who is, she's a legend. I mean,
I'm so excited.
Yeah. She's amazing. And she is going to Vegas because Shania Twain. That's who we have on. So that's why I wanted to have my girls on the show because, you know, let's go, girls.
Go, girls.
Let's go. Let's, I mean, we just went, but now we're going to, like, now, you know, Shania Twain's going to come on, and there's just so many things. Actually, when I was cleaning out, because, you know, the house is being cleared of things. And so I like to get rid of things, you know?
Purging is good.
Purging is so good. So, but when I was going through some of the boxes in the attic and kind of separating our stuff, I saw these
videos that my aunt sent me, and she had took them from a VCR, which is so funny, by the way, because it's a VCR tape, and then she converted it to a DVD, but now I don't have anywhere to play the DVD.
We can get you a DVD player.
Because it's a me lip syncing to Shania Twain.
Yes.
When I was in ninth grade. Like, I'm wearing my mom's prom dress, her like black 1980s prom or 70s prom dress, and I'm lip syncing to Shania Twain.
She would love to see that, I'm sure.
It's, I mean, we have
everyone
to
everyone needs
out.
To see this.
You got to get it on a drive.
How do I do that?
Okay, we can do it.
Is it already a DVD?
It's a DVD.
We can go to Target by a DVD player. They still exist. Or Walmart. Like, it'll be all right. There are still DVD players.
Yeah, they're not extinct. We can do it.
It'll be
we're not that old.
I mean, will our kids ever buy a DVD player, though?
Never.
No.
CD?
No.
No.
Isn't that kind of sad? I was in church the other day. Did you see the message in church the other day?
No.
Where he was basically like, he was the lost art. Like, of all these things. And that was like a boombox and like.
Mm-hmm. Boombox. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the DVD player and the cassette. It's all those things. It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm getting off on a tangent.
It's but yeah.
What is y'all's favorite Shania Twain song?
Ooh.
Any Man of Mine for sure.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Whose bed have your boots been under? And then Any Man of Mine, I feel like that should be my
new anthem. Theme,
any
sure.
Man of Mine better be proud of me, even when I'm ugly.
Still better love me.
And I can be late for a date, that's fine. Better be on time.
Yes, am.
I have no voice.
Oh, that's good. One of our producers, honey, I'm home and I had a hard day.
I
have a dog a bone. Hey, honey, I'm home.
She just has so many classics.
Like so
like,
many.
So many. And that just, I feel like, resonate with just so many people, you know?
I can't wait to talk to her. Yeah, I'm immediately in a better mood because I feel like today, you know when you just like wake up in a funk? That was me today. I mean, I know I have a lot of life changes, but like, it wasn't even because of that. I just kind of woke up like, meh.
Yeah.
Like annoyed.
She can bring you joy, though.
Oh, she for sure can.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. But her story is fascinating.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions.
Because she, Kevin's like, I have a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions for her.
Because she married, so she got divorced to her, he was producer.
Yep.
Got divorced from him, who basically, I mean, I don't want to say like he made, I hate when it's like he made her, but I mean like his producing, he had a lot to do with her success mm-hmm. and her sound and all of that. She made herself, but I mean, he helped, you know, get it out there in a really, thank you Waffles. but they got divorced and then her husband now was the best friend of the, it's just like, how do I describe
it? The girl that he was cheating on with.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like
so they
the
were
friend.
Like best friend,
so
couple
the,
best yeah, friends, right?
A couple best friends. And so they just like swapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do that.
And like, are they all cool now?
That's like if I was like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no. Yeah.
Like you married Mike.
Oh, man.
Oh. Let's not go that far.
That's and a stretch.
And then, you know, I married Nick and it's like, that. I don't know.
But
like, I couldn't even imagine like.
I know one other couple that happened to.
Really?
Just like a, you know, family kind of friend situation. And no, they didn't hang out. I mean, didn't hang out.
I mean,
you wonder, like, was there, like, those kind of, you know, underlying feelings? Oh, well, obviously for her ex-husband and the woman, obviously, because, I mean,
sure.
They were
But then again, maybe she had feelings, too, though,
right.
For him.
Right, so I'm saying. There might have been something there already.
See, that's, like, so interesting to me because that would eat me up. Every time, like, oh, and we had that, like, game night. Like, were you
giving
each
eye.
Other eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And then was I giving the other guy eyes? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I love how things always work out, but it is interesting.
Yeah, we just, like, trust. You know, that was probably, like, God's plan from the beginning, and we just have to roll with it.
Right.
Ooh, that'd be a hard one to. I'm all about God's plan and all, but that would be tough.
I am all about God's plans, too, but. I if you know my ex ends up with one of my best friends, that's going to be
Jana.
A really hard pill
Jana.
To swallow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
That will never happen.
Maybe it's God's plan, Pamela.
Okay. All right, take it back. But I'm saying she's so happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shania's happy with, so it was God's plan for her to be with him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know?
Do we know how long after she got with the man?
No.
See, I don't have questions. Sorry. I'll hold them. I'm not going to ask that question. Never mind.
It is interesting though. But I am, should we go to Vegas? I feel like we have to go to Vegas for this residency because I've never seen her live. I mean, I listen to her all the time.
We have to go, and it's going to be December. And what's in December?
My birthday.
Anna's birthday. Yes.
So we had divorce party. We're going to have now we're going to have Let's Go Girls because now it's all about positive and happy.
Yeah, it'll be like 6 months after D-Day, and that's when you kind of, you know, I feel
Let's
like six
go,
months.
Girls. So
that's perfect. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Well, I'm so excited, and I can't wait to get the one and only Shania Twain on Wind Down after the break. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so Shania will be on soon, but I just got confirmation that I believe we are going to the opening night in Vegas to see Shania. Let's go, girls.
Wait, oh, my, on your birthday.
On my birthday. Like, things are looking up, guys.
Looking up.
You know, the other day, Catherine, when you were on the podcast and you're like, I'm excited for you. I'm excited.
See? I knew you'd get there.
Yeah. It just takes a few months.
Oh, I'm so happy to be like on the trip with you. You know, like, I mean, on the journey, you know, like I'm just cannot wait. Like, I just know it's going to be beautiful.
What is it for like friends when they go through that? Because it's like, I see, like, I'm so thankful for y'all. But what is it like for on the other side of things?
I mean, you know, with me, I mean, cripe, I got sick, you know, just from like dealing, dealing with all of it going down. Like, it literally took me to an illness. So it's, I mean, because I just carry it, you know, yeah, like, I mean, I just like sweet. Love you so much. And it was like so like deep and layered and, you know, like sad and for so many levels. But I am just so like proud of, you know, like how you've like come out of this so far. And it's like only the beginning. And I'm proud as hell of you. Like, I'm so proud. I mean, I could cry, you know, because we didn't know, me and Catherine, we didn't know how this was going to go down. Right, Catherine?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know, but at the same time, I knew we'd get here. Yeah. So I wasn't as like, I knew we'd get here eventually.
And now that we're here, ladies, let's get Shania on the podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. My goodness. There you are. Shania. Oh, my goodness, girl. I can't even. First of all, my name is Jana. This is Catherine.
Hi.
And this is Pamela.
Hello.
Thank you so much for doing this podcast. I'm just like, you are an idol of mine for so many years. So this is a true honor.
Well, the pleasure is mine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you are going back on tour. You are going to be doing your residency in Vegas. How excited are you just to get back, especially with everything that's been going on the last year or so?
Well, I mean, it's already been over a year. I was, you know, just doing my show in Vegas, and in March, plug got pulled, like, you know, like everybody else, and never got a chance to say goodbye to the fans, to the, you know, to the dancers, to the band, to the crew. So I'm just ready to get back and get in a big hug. I mean, just like, you know, old fashioned hug and have fun again and be together.
For sure. I mean, what makes this different this time around? I mean, what, like, obviously it's been a while since you've gone out and performed, but is there something where you're just, are you going to like take it in a little bit more, or is there one thing that you're just like really looking forward to doing again?
I mean, I've missed Vegas. And I've been lonely for Vegas. I mean, does that make any sense really? But I've just missed being in the spirit of Las Vegas and on the stage sharing what I love and what I do. I mean, I've created this show and all this fashion and all this music and design, and I'm not able to share it. So there's nothing more frustrating than that. So it's going to be a big relief. It's going to be, I think it'll be emotional too. Mm-hmm. Just being able to reconnect with everybody again. And I've even got like another little partner to share in the show.
So cute.
So are you guys already rehearsing, or will y'all have to wait a little while, or how will that work this go around?
I'll go into rehearsals probably late November. Okay. And I'm going to be adding a little, you know, like holiday spirit to the show as well, being December and my first, you know, time back after so long. So I'll be doing something holiday in there, which will be just great and heartfelt. And then, oh, and then in February, oh, she scored me. I have more shows in February, and I'm going to do a very like romantic themed show on Valentine's Day. So I'm just busy being like anxious and impatient about getting back and coming up with more things to add in the show.
Sure. So on a personal note, I'm going through a divorce right now. And obviously I know that we share that in common. Is there one thing that you can tell me, or that something that helped you kind of regain your confidence, regain your energy and your light again after, that, you know, that breakup?
Oh, that's, I'm sorry to hear that. Even, you know, sometimes it's for the better to be apart, you know, to not be together, but, even just through this COVID bit, I would say that my advice is to search for your own, I always use the word escape because I like to get, you got to use your imagination. You have to dig deep and say, okay, where's my happy place? And get yourself unstuck. Mm-hmm. There's no easy way, and you're the only person that can do it. So I don't know if you're stuck, but I certainly was when I got divorced. And I know a lot of people feel stuck now with this COVID and the isolation and all the limitations. So I go to music, for example. So I turn to music. That is my inspiration. That is where I say, okay, I want to feel happy. I need to feel happy. I need to feel good. I need to feel confident. I need to feel uplifted. And I go to music. That's my medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
And when you weren't able to go to music for those years when you took the break, like what did you feel lost, or what other things did you do to like, you know, find your identity and like find yourself again?
I always go to whatever it is that makes me feel happy. And sometimes it's just the roses. I mean, I know that might sound really like corny, yeah, but
I love that,
you know. Being in nature, my child at the time, when I lost my voice, I was a new mom. So I just dove into being the best mom I could and loving that. And I think, and I filled up, I think wherever your gaps are or your emptiness is, you have to fill it up with other things. Mm-hmm. You just can't, you got to fill them up with things that make you feel good.
And what about when, you know, that new relationship or that new kind of like flirt comes in, like, was it hard for you to open yourself back up again to that? Cause I feel like I'm excited and I know that I deserve that. Cause I haven't been happy for a really long time, but I also am like, I get scared. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, is it too soon? Or like, you know, should it? So it's like, I'm almost like fighting with myself when it's like, well, why shouldn't I just be, you know, allow that flirt to happen or allow this to like come into my life. So I'm just curious, like how you went like through that.
I think I personally think it's a good thing to care about yourself enough to, fall into something that's going to make you unhappy again. Mm-hmm. I would say focus on yourself. And if you're not, even if you're, I just think patience is a great, great thing to exercise. And when you're falling in love again and it's all new and fun, I don't know. I think sometimes waiting a little bit is a good thing. It makes you dream more. It makes it even better in the end. Mm-hmm. And, I say, don't rush. Yeah. If you're fighting with yourself,
yeah,
you're probably maybe not ready.
Yeah. I was saying earlier how when I was 12 years old, or not 12 years old, I was like 14, 15. I lip synced one of your songs. Cause I used to do like these like stupid videos cause I wanted to be a country singer. And I have a DVD of me lip syncing to your songs in my mom's prom dress. And so the fact that I'm even like talking to you and just told you that story, like I'm humiliated, but you know, I love how you, because, you know, I did country music for like, you know, I still do, but I love the fact that like you didn't make any apologies for your sound. And at the time it's like, oh, everyone thought that you were so poppy. And it's like, now I listen to your song, I'm like, you were so country, you know, compared to what it is now, but you just didn't care. And I love that about you. And I just, but I like what you said about the Brad Pitt.
Yeah. We want to know, like, in that, you know, the one sentence in your song about who do you think you are, Brad Pitt? Like, how did you choose Brad Pitt out of, like, all of the famous men, you know, during that time? And we think it's so crazy because it still resonates today because he's still so great and so hot. Like, how did you choose him?
I mean, I was thinking with a smile on my face and how, I mean, the most obvious, you know, I mean, still now, but even in that moment, it's like, okay, who is the most obvious guy that everybody is obviously impressed with? It's going to be Brad Pitt, or it was for me. And so I did that, you know, with a sense of humor and certainly no insult to Brad Pitt. So it was a little bit of an indulgence in sense of humor and just having fun with that. I mean, of course, even a rocket scientist or anything that we already know is very, very important. And Brad Pitt was on my mind. He was going through a lot of a lot of tabloid pressure and all that sort of thing. And I just thought, there's nothing like a bit of comic relief and just have a little bit of a laugh and some fun with lyrics.
I mean, it even works to this day. So that's so great. Cause it's like, you could have picked someone that wasn't, you know, I mean, he might've been a star then, but he wouldn't be, you know, so I'm like, you did great on that.
Evergreen.
Is there a song that you have a hard time singing?
Oh my gosh. Of my own or anything
of your own that like either you don't like, or you are just like it cause it's, or it hits you and it reminds you of something.
Yeah, You're Still the One can do that to me sometimes. And because it was so true in the moment, I really felt that way. And so sometimes when I'm singing it, I'm like, okay, I don't really mean that the same way anymore. And I have to, it doesn't mean the same thing either to me now. So I have to find another reason to believe in the song. So I'm genuine when I'm singing it, right? Mm-hmm. When your life has changed, you have to find another reason, another meaning behind the sentiment. And for me, honestly, so many people have gotten married to that song and engaged to that song and are celebrating anniversaries to Still the One, that it's a renewed emotion for me to know that people have taken it on as their own story. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like I've written it for all of them. Yeah. It's a funny thing that once you share your music, it belongs to the listener. And that has made it easier for me with that song. But yeah, so I have to go through that process when I'm doing it. Every once in a while it does grab me.
That's a good tip. Cause a week ago I played my first show and I didn't realize how many songs were tied to my ex. And we started playing a song and it was, you know, it was my song called Love. Like, I Still Believe in You. And I looked at my guitar player and I couldn't, like, I physically couldn't sing. I just started crying and I was just like, we got to stop the song. Cause I'm like, I don't. And I was so embarrassed, but it's like, you don't know how close those songs are to you when you write them and you sing them and you perform them and like who they remind you of too. So I like how you are able to change that.
I mean, it's better to let it out anyway. And then I think that once it goes, just don't ever let it back in again, you know, just let that stuff flow. And I think that those songs just take on new meaning. I really do. And then once they do, it's, there's a whole other light on it. And like I said, I mean, I think it's what it means to the fans really, that matters so much to me now. I've had so many great stories. I just heard this fabulous story. I got to share it with you. Okay. Perfect example. So, from this moment on, Oh no, even better.
Okay.
because this has happened with From This Moment On as well. But Man and Feel Like a Woman. Okay, so this lady, this is her first baby. She puts on Man, I Feel Like a Woman, blasting it during her delivery. And of course, screaming along with it during her pains, and has a baby girl. Aww. I'm thinking, okay, I mean, now I'm never going to see that song the same again. Right. So this is kind of what I'm meaning. You know, the songs take on new meanings and new purpose as they evolve, and you know, it's usually the fans that decide that. So there you go. Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I can just see this little girl coming into the world, kicking and screaming, strong and healthy.
Well, you're any man of mine. I mean, it was our sorority theme song from 1996 to 2000. And we would clear a dance floor and we would go out there and stomp our feet. And honestly, like, it gave us this sense of like, yeah, you know, like, we're not going to just let any guy into our lives. And like, I think it just like helped these 20, 21 year olds, like, you know, for their future. So you bring me so much joy. Like every time I hear that song, I think of those times.
Well, thank you. I love that story. And I love all, you know, these stories. It's what really makes the music carry on and makes it fun for me every night too. Cause I mean, listen, you know, you're out there and you're doing the same songs year after year after year. And what keeps them fresh is the audience. That's what makes it fun every night.
You know, I got to give you props too, because I've been, I've been told like, get on TikTok, get on TikTok. I'm like, I don't understand it. I don't want to do it. I like, there's just too much. I got two kids. Like, I don't have time. But then I saw that you were on TikTok. I was like, okay. Like, if you can do it, I can do it. Like you, but your stuff is hilarious. Like, you're funny. I'm like, I want to jump on the bed like Shania.
Oh, I have a friend that's all she's been talking about. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to get on TikTok. It's all about Shania.
I love the platform because it's spontaneous and it's just a real little moment. And I mean, one of my favorite ones is the Man I Feel Like a Woman in my pajamas. And the fact that I didn't think about that, that's what's so great about it. I mean, don't overthink it. So I'm in my pajamas. There's a butterfly print on the pajamas. And if I would have thought too much about it, I would have put a bra on. Right? Like thinking, okay, but then I'm like, no, I don't sleep with a bra on. This is me in the moment. And I'm just going to do this. And so I love it. I love it for that. I love it for I think it's a really genuine and fun platform. It's a great laugh. And we all need a laugh. We need to just let our hair down, let our boobs out, whatever.
I mean, yes. I just got a new pair of boobs, so I've been letting them out. Girlfriend. I mean, look at that. I mean, like, I got them out. Like, we just went to Miami this past weekend, and those girls were out there having fun.
I feel like, man, I feel like a woman was definitely our theme song for Miami, by the way.
Yeah, I'm like, divorce body, hey.
Just celebrate it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, when you get to the Vegas show.
Oh, girlfriend.
We'll have some fun and got to go backstage too. And yeah, okay, this is getting really interesting.
Yeah, so we are going to see you. We're coming to opening night in Vegas to see Let's Go, because Let's Go, girls. We're going to do this. It's going to be so fun. But thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. And what can the fans expect that they've seen you before in Vegas? Like, what's going to be different about this residency?
Well, first of all, the fact that I'm starting up again in December, it's going to have a Christmas little holiday addition to it, spirit to it. And I think I'm just going to be so hyperactive, I'm probably going to make a fool of myself, because it's just one of those moments where I'm not sure. I wasn't sure it was ever going to happen again. I don't think any of us knew that it would or when it would. So I'm going to be just celebrating. Yeah. I'm going to be bopping around and having a really good time. And I just look forward to some hugs. Like, when you're there, imagine if we can't hug. So I'm not getting my hopes too up high, but hopefully we'll be able to, you know, just really be person to person again. And yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I love that. Well, Shania, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you, and I'm really excited for you, and I can't wait to see the show. So thank you for everything and your insight, and I'll see you soon.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Bye. See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas. So everyone go to Ticketmaster.com on June 1st at 10 a.m. Pacific time to get your tickets for the Shania Twain Las Vegas residency. It's going to be an amazing show. And if you want to see us there, we'll be there opening night. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. She was great.
Oh my gosh.
She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful. Pretty. Mm-hmm. But she's just like got a very calming.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And her whole setup, like with the fur and the dog. I'm like, I want to be you.
Seriously. Yeah. She had... I know you guys probably can't see the picture. I'll put it on the YouTube later, but it was, yeah, she had her dog, the whole like furry setup. I mean, it's, she's like the country Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. You know,
the queen.
Yeah.
The queen.
Definitely a queen. Yep.
It's like, Mariah was the pop queen. She's the country queen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I love her.
I love her.
Love.
All right, guys, it's time to send in those emails, answer your questions. Email us at winddown@iheartradio.com and we will answer whatever you want. We'll talk about it. And I'm clearly not an expert in all things love, but, you know, I've got some advice for you. So email us at winddown@iheartradio.com.
So you know what I thought was interesting?
What, Catherine?
That Shania said that you should be patient and not jump into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? How do you feel about that, Gianna?
I mean, I definitely hear that. And how do I say this? I mean, I've talked to you girls. I'm like, okay, this person's maybe slid into my DM or, you know, I've had a few DM slips. And, you know, I spent the first month, like, you know, just grinding it out, reading books, crying. And I know I still have a lot of time to, like, you know, process all of this stuff. And I don't want to get into anything right away. But I also feel like if there's someone beautiful that comes into my life, that I don't want to be like, oh, well, it's too soon. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just... Because it's one of those things where I'm like, I have not been happy for so long that I deserve to be happy. Like, I deserve it. And it's like, yeah, okay, you know, I just got divorced. But if there's someone amazing that comes into my life, I want, like, I don't want to be like, oh, well, but the book says that it's too soon. You know, like, people say, my friends say, this says, and it's like, I don't want to, like, yes, I know I need time to myself, and I know, but I also don't want to
miss out on something amazing because you're saying, like, listening to, you know, people tell you that there has to be like 6 months or whatever it is. Because honestly, when people say, you know, take time, well, what is that time? Like, how long is that time? They don't even have an answer to that. You know, I think that it's not a time frame. I think it's just a feeling.
Yeah. And I do get it. Like, I have been that person that's like, I don't like being alone, but I have noticed last month, I love being alone. Like, I love, like, my own space. And it's like,
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
I told you you would love it.
I know. It's like, you know, you guys have been amazing, but other people have been like, hey, like, I'll come over tonight. I'm like, I'm actually good. Like, I kind of just want to, like, chill, but no. So I've genuinely enjoyed my alone time, you know, and I have, you know,
say it.
No, I'm no, just, maybe. It's one of those things where if I'm not going to say no to an opportunity, if my heart feels that they could be a good fit in my life and someone that is a beautiful addition, that could be in a beautiful addition to me and my kids' lives. And I'm not going to be like, oh, well, it's, you know, I have to wait this certain amount of time. It's like, if they fit into my life and I'll take it slow. Like, I'm not going to, like, get engaged in 6 months, right. But like, I want to take it slow. But again, I'm not going to shut the door to someone that potentially might be who I'm supposed to be with.
I think exploring, you know, is totally fine.
And
you feel ready.
Again, I've been so unhappy for so long. Like, even, you know, and I've just tried to, like, make it work. And it's like, it's exhausting. And, like, I deserve to feel loved. Like, I deserve to feel everything that I've given to, like, people in my life.
Well, and not, I mean, like I said to you before, it's like, and, you know, you are going to make somebody so amazingly happy. And, like, I can't wait to see that too. It's like, you know, we keep talking about, like, you, but you have this, you know, beautiful gift to give to somebody else too.
Yes, you do. Thanks, Pam.
But I mean, I guess I'll tell my wind down people when that moment happens, though. Like, y'all will be the first to know if I'm giving my heart to someone.
After us.
After you.
Yeah.
you know, but, you know, I'm not saying no, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying no to the opportunities.
Well, that would be you controlling it anyway. You don't need to control the situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she was more just saying be patient instead of trying to push it, trying to force it.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not on, like, dating apps or anything. Yeah. It's you know, there's the conversations that, you know, that I've had. It's I don't feel right, then I'm not going to have the conversation because I'm not a dater anyways. Like, I don't like to just, like, date people.
No.
What, Catherine? No. What?
Nothing.
No, if she dates, then it's like a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like if 1,000%. You go, that's how I always was. If I go on Jana, one date, then, like, I wouldn't go on a date if I didn't think that it was going to be major potential.
Well, exactly. And it's like, and what's the point? I'm like, I'm not going to go on a second date if I don't see you being a great stepdad to my kids or a great husband to me. Like,
there's, think, I don't need,
I don't
a
need
dinner.
A fuck buddy.
I don't need a dinner either. I don't need a free dinner. Like, I'm
good. Like, I'd rather have chicken nuggets. Like, I don't need, like, and like, now this is how I know I'm different, because the Jana pre-Mike was like, yeah, I'll, you know, I don't want to be alone, so I'm going to have a dude tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't want that anymore. I'd rather just be alone. But it's like, why go on the second date if I don't see potential? But I'm also not going to say no to the date because I want to see him.
Just do what feels right.
Yeah.
No pressure. Just do whatever.
Like the first time that I would make out with someone. Oh my God. You guys. That's going to be so weird.
I mean, what, it's been like 7 years? How long has it been?
Well, I mean, I've done like movie kisses, but you can't count, those. That's like different. There's no emotion behind those. But I mean, I'm kind of like,
it's like riding a bike.
Oh, I'm just like getting like sweaty thinking about it right now.
Same.
What is going to be your first question that you ask my next guy? Like my next relationship? Because I'm obviously not going to, you know.
Oh, I have 50. I mean, the first one.
I'm like literally getting sweaty.
What's your talking first one, about Catherine?
This. I mean, my what first one's like, are you nice?
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Do you have a job? And what, yeah, that's my first
question.
That's
a good one. I like that one. What about yours?
Do you like kids?
I mean, come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
If we really did that when you showed up, do you have a job and do you like kids?
I think they would know. Whoever I go on a date with would know that I have kids.
I'm more about like not, I'm not going to be that girl that's sitting there and just like, you know, hitting them with questions. Like it's just going to be like me talking to them in like my normal like way and like just getting that feeling like back from them. Like, is this natural? Is this organic? Is this like a genuine person? Like I'll be able to feel by like them just like talking to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. Jana's the one with the million questions.
She will ask enough questions. Like we won't have to. Like we were just going to get the vibe and
in
the
a
energy.
Fun way. You just have to ask.
And
questions.
Here's the thing too. Like, you know, if there's someone that I'm speaking to, like there's going to be that question. Like, hey, I have two kids, and they're my
everything.
And number one, like, you got to know that. Like, you won't be the top. Like my kids are my everything, and I come with kids. Like I come, like, are you even prepared for that? Mm-hmm. Because if you're not, don't waste my time. And that's again, because I don't want to, like, I'm not wasting time here. I'd rather be alone and not entertain.
But I think any man that is interested in you obviously knows that you have two kids, and that, you know, how great of a mother you are and all of those things. So like they wouldn't even be entertaining the idea if they weren't okay with that.
I don't know though, because because there were some guys in my past where it's like, guy actually said it. He's like, I just wanted to see if like I could get you.
No. That's the problem.
See, they're going to pretend. Well, I'm talking like if you're really like, you know, relationship, like date, I mean, they're going to be okay.
Because then how hard is that? They pretend like to see if they can. Mm-hmm. Go out with you and they pretend like they're fine with it, but then you really get into it and they're not. So it is something that needs to be, it's hard because it's like you go ahead and talk about it from the beginning, like, hey, are you good with stepkids? Like the first date. But at the same time, it's like you don't want to go through 6 months of it then pretending like they like kids and then, oh, wait, I don't want stepkids. So I don't know. That's a hard,
but
it's a different.
Yeah, that's, and but then also I think about what if they say to me, well, do you want more kids? And that's something where I'm like, I never even imagined. And so I'm going way ahead of myself, right? Okay.
Oh,
I'm
no, like, we're I'm, talking. Well, this is fun.
Like, this
I love
is like, this is like dreamland here, mm-hmm. like, you know, to get to that place. But if and when that happens, like, those are things I have to think about. I'm like, I don't know. Do I? Like, I've had terrible pregnancies. I never, you know, Mike and I, yeah, we talked about maybe having a third, but it was going to be most likely surrogate because of my miscarriages and then my, you know, hyperemesis on both ones. So it's like, I just never thought I would ever have to have that conversation with somebody else. And who knows, maybe the next person that I meet has kids too. And, you know, doesn't want kids, but those are just things that I think about.
I
you know?
Think if you fall in love with somebody and they want kids, I think that you will be excited to have another kid with somebody that you
I'm old, Pamela.
No, I'm you're old. Not.
I'm in about 40.
Girl, 40 is the new 20. Hello, South Beach.
Miami.
By the way, I'm 5 years older than her. So when she says she's old, like,
I'm just saying. But I mean, those are things.
Just that... I would just keep everything open. You don't know right now until you're in that relationship. And to answer that question now doesn't even make sense.
Right. And right now I'm not putting myself out there, but I'm also not going to, you know, I'm not going to be like, no, I can't because it hasn't been this amount of time. I'm just going to slow step it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. Thanks, Shania.
So if you want to send in your resume to wind down, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. The amount of emails we're about kidding. To get.
We'll have Easton and Mark weed through
them. Yeah, I was going to say, who's going through those? Because it's not me.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Easton. I mean, I will say it's kind of fun to like flirt a little bit, though. It's a little fun.
You think you're good at it, too?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pammy?
Yeah. Well,
but Pam Miami is good Pam too. Is good.
Miami Pam is good.
Speaking of Miami Pam, she has a book called Gratitude the Great. It's out. It's an amazing kids book all about gratitude. And so make sure you guys get it Amazon or wherever you shop for your books.
Thank you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And Catherine is.
I got nothing. I'm just here.
Oh, and Catherine's killing it.
Killing the game.
Guys, this was fun. See you in Vegas. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio
or subscribe where you listen to your podcasts.